Okay, today's daf is Chagiga daf Chav Beis, and in Chagiga, as we continue the sugyas of Tumah V'Tahara, so we have the differences between Truma and Kadshim. In the Gemara here, it's discussing again the first chilik that's mentioned back in the Mishnah about being tovel kelim b'tol kelim. So on yesterday's daf, we had the reason why can't you be tovel kli b'tol kli, because you're worried about chatitza. Shekvedo shel kli chotzeis. So we spoke about being tovel. Somebody who can't walk or be tovel with clothing on. But then the Gemara quoted Rava. Rava says, no, there's a totally different reason for the issue of the Isser of Kli B'Tol Kli, because you might come to be tovel little tiny kalim in another Kli with very little, a tiny little opening on the top. And there won't be a hashaka, there won't be a connection between the two mikvahs, that is the chash. And the Gemara goes through, so why aren't we worried about that? By truma, back and forth, and in the sugya, on daf chaf beis, the Gemara ends up saying that there's a difference between truma and kachim, because the chashos that ami ha'aretz are going to bring the truma, and going to bring the kachim, and by truma, at least they have someone else to go to. They have another am ha'aretz. Kohen. But by Kachim, there's no other choice. So we have to make certain gzeiras by Kachim, because there wouldn't be any other choice. And then they wouldn't have any place to bring their karbanos, and we will be choshesh for Eva. So that's today's topic. We're going to talk a little bit about the concept in halacha called Eva. Eva is not doing something or doing something in order to prevent negative feelings, in order to prevent people from feeling that we are not acting fairly, to prevent people from feeling bad about another person. Right? Eva comes up in four different areas. This one we'll talk about is really the third area, but four different areas. Number one, Eva comes up many times throughout Shas between husband and wife. Chazal enacted various laws in order to keep and guard the relationship. Chazal were very focused on making sure there's shalom bayis and making sure there is a special connection between the husband and the wife. There are many chazals about that. Maybe we'll talk about that also. Gemara Nida, we'll talk about that a little later also. But first, specifically Eva. So the Gemara says Iksubis on Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says Ma'ase Yadayim. Right. All of these are takanos derabanan. We'll get to gzeiros also. But takanos derabanan, the Gemara says in Ksubis Daf Nun Ches that the earnings of a woman go to her husband. The earnings go to her husband. Why do the earnings go to her husband? Because the mizonos, he has to support her husband. He has to support his wife. And if he has to support his wife, says the Gemara, it's only fair that if he's giving her mizonos, that he's going to give her everything, and then she's going to keep her earnings also. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar Afuna Amar Rav, Yechol Ishesh Loma Labayla, Eini Nizonos Veini Yosef. Rav says that a woman is able to say, don't feed me, and I'm going to keep my earnings. Why? Because Kesavra Kitakita Rabbanan Mizone Iker. The Rabbanan said that the husband has to give mizonos and money for food to the wife. Umaisi Yadeha. And once he does that, so then her earnings go to him. Mishum Eva. Eva. And therefore, Eva, we want to make sure that he's not upset that he has to give his mizonos to his wife and he doesn't get her earnings. That's going to cause friction between the couple. And therefore, if he's giving that to her, so Chazal said that she gives that to him. And therefore, she has the option. If she's saying, you know what, honey, you could keep your mizonos and I'll keep my earnings. I make a lot more in my earnings than you're going to feed me. So, you know what, let's call it a day and do that. So that's one place where we see, in terms of the Ma'ase Yadayim. If you look at the Gemara Bava Mitzia on Daf Yud Beis, the Mitzia, it seems like they found a lot more things in the days of old. This was a big issue in Chazal. The findings, if a woman finds something on the street, she finds money. So, the halacha is, Mitzias Ishto Labayla. That's what the Gemara says. Mitzias Ishto Labayla. Why Mitzias Ishto Labayla? Ki hechi delo tevi la Eva. So that there is no Eva. If she finds things and she gets to keep it, it doesn't share it with her husband, that's going to cause Eva. That's the context of that Gemara. Is discussing a case where a woman is suffic mugureshes. A man threw his wife a get, and you're not sure who is closer to mugureshes, veda mugureshes. So the Gemara there says that Mitzias Isha in that case doesn't go to the husband. Why? Because we want them to have Eva, and we want them because unless he gives her, another get, so then this is a suffik marriage, suffik ishus, and therefore we don't want it to continue unless something is cleared up. It's not clear whether the first and the second halachas that we just said are connected to each other, right? We know mizonos, the husband has to give his wife mizonos, and therefore he gets ma'asiyah dayan. That's number one. Number two, he gets mitziyah. Is mitziyah also connected to mizonos? Like, what if he doesn't feed her? So that's 2 days in the tour. The tour in Siman Pei Dalet and Evan Ezer quotes this halacha, a Messias Isha Labayla, Afilu Dachka Atzmat Shematzosa. Even if she worked very hard until she found something, how do you work hard to find the Messiah? I don't know, but, it was in a place that's Hefker, and she schlepped it, and she worked hard to bring it back, but still it goes to him. But the question is, and then he said, V'dafka Eish Azish Vadai, based on that Gemara that we just saw, but then he quotes, Kasav HaRama. The Rama says, "Ha de mitziyasa labayla." The fact that the mitziyah goes to her husband, dafka binizonis. That's similar to maisi adayim. He feeds her, so therefore he's going to get the things that she finds. It's connected to maisi adayim. Avalamein nizonis. But if he doesn't feed her, so then she gets to keep her mitziyasa laatzma. Meaning, l'may nafkamina, what if in that case if she says eini nizonis veini osa? She says, "You keep your mizonos, I'll keep my earnings." What about Mitzia in that case? So the Rama says in that case she keeps it because she's not getting Mizonas. This is also connected to that. And the Torah quotes his father who argues, because of Adoni Avrashal, lo duck. I don't think the Rama was careful in this shita. To lo mishkachas einin izonis, ela ba'omeris einin izonis ve'niyose. Vilken shas, the phrase was always, you keep your Mizonos and I'll keep my earnings. Oshe Omer Labaila Tzi Masi Adachim Mizonos Sayach. The Masi Adayim and the Mizonos have flexibility. But Mitzia is something separate. Mitzia is just a separate asset that Chazal assumed that the husband, if he wouldn't get it, there would be Eva in that case. Because the husband would say, look, you didn't work for this, you just found this, so it's not fair that you're going to keep it, it's just going to affect the relationship. Kivan sharashus biyadam lo markein, havi kinizonis and mitziyas labayla, and the husband keeps it. That's in terms of mizonos in that case. Number two. Number three, a third case. Where Chazal picked up on Eva. And interesting, this is about a future relationship. The Gemara Kiddushin Daf Sama Gimel discusses, a man says to a woman, Hari Amakudash Asli, sounds so far so good. Man goes over to a woman, you're hereby married to me. What's the problem? How he finishes this. Al Amanasha Yamuz Balech. When your husband dies, we'll be married. So you can make any kind of tanai you want. But, that's not going to be so great for the marriage as it is right now. Hifkiu chachamim kiddushin. At least according to one shita, according to Rebbe, the chachamim say that marriage doesn't work because of Eva's baila, because her husband's going, you want me to die, and then you'll marry the other woman, the person, or he even knows that this other husband is in the background. We'll get to Bezer Shem, a case similar to that in the future. So therefore, that is also not allowed. So these are all cases where we're worried about the feelings of the husband for the wife, but we also have the opposite. We also have case number four, the feelings of the wife for the husband. Right? The Gemara says, Exubis, Andaf Pe'alaf Mabez. The husband is not allowed to say, and this is what we pass on, Alachal Maisa. The husband can't say, you know what, honey, I have the Ksuba that I'm supposed to give you just in case something happens. Take your Ksuba. He's not allowed to designate a specific asset that will be for the Ksuba. Right? What do we say in the Ksuba? Kol Nechasin Aravin. All the Nechasin that the husband has. Right? We don't want it to already be detailed that he'll put a fancy car in the garage and say, this is the ksuba asset. And then if he ever gets mad, okay, take the car and that's it. No, she'll always have that, like, oh, he's so ready to divorce me. He already designated what he's going to pay the ksuba from. So that's why if he wants to designate a certain asset, again, pay off my base right here, he wants to designate that asset, it's not going to work because we don't want her to feel that divorce is on the is right on the horizon. Mishum davi metaltali, metaltali ksuba lo mishtabdi, v'chulu. So that's the one case. Another case which comes up, and that's how Rashi explains this case as well. Another case in that direction, the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Beis. If a person is maktish all of his nechasim, we assume that his wife's items are not included, right? Even though technically his wife's items are included, but His wife doesn't want her jewelry and her special items that she keeps to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Adam HaMakdash Tachasav, also there's an umdana that he doesn't want her upset. But what is this whole first category of Eva reflect, right, about the husband and the wife, that the halacha, you know, very much cares about the relationship between the husband and the wife and will do everything that they can, you know, to make sure that it, again, not everything works, but as much as we can do. So that's the Gemara also in Miseches Nida, where the Gemara discusses, you know, why is it that the baby gets baby boy gets bris milah on day 8? Why is it that the Nida is Tamei Labaila for 7 days on a Daraisa level? So that's the Gemara here, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis in Meseches Nida. Says the Gemara, Bibre Mam Retorah Zachar L'Shivel and Akeva L'Arba Asar. Right? Why do we say that these are even not even just the days of Tumah, the days of Tumah, 7 and 14, and the 33 and 66 are the days of Tara, but why? For a baby boy, there's 7 days of Tumah, and for a girl, 14. Zachar, Shakol, Smechin, Bo. Okay, let's get to that one. But if I'm retar, Mila, Lishmona, Shalo, you, Kulam, Smechim, Avivi, Imot, Savim. Imagine a bris milah. Again, this way, don't paskin this way, halacha lemaisa, but a bris milah, everybody's happy, everybody's wonderful, and the parents can't give each other a hug. You know, that's, nowadays, we paskin that way, that they can't give each other a hug. But Mida, Oraisa, only tell me for 7 days. Because Chazal want them to be able to express the love for each other at the bris. And therefore, the tumma of a baby boy is only 7 days. Similarly, the Gemara says in the next line, Tanya Remeir Omer, Remeir Retorah Nidil Shiva. Why is the Nidah tell me for 7 days? And there is a concept of Tumas Nida. This is the opposite direction. Why do we even have a concept of Tumas Nida? Why can husband and wife always be mutaris to each other? Mipnei Sharogilba Vikatzpa. Because he'll become more, too accustomed to her, and get tired of each other. Amr tarte tmea shiva yamim kadeshite chaviva al baila kishas kadisas al chuppah. Right? The Torah wants to keep the romance and keep the excitement going, and therefore there's a concept of nida. Chazal expanded that. Chazal, with their infinite wisdom, knew that maybe even more, and for other various reasons, that's what we say for Hilchas Taras Mishpacha, to keep the excitement going. Keep the excitement going. Again, Shaloyeh Rogilba V'Tischabev Alav, and they will be connected. The Gemara in Yevamos. Remember that Gemara in Yevamos? The Gemara says, for Shalom Bayis, you're allowed to lie. But what's the source of you're allowed to lie for Shalom Bayis? We learn it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he lied to keep the shalom bayis between Sarah and Avraham. Because Sarah laughed and said, I'm so old, I'm going to have a baby. And my husband's so old, he's going to have a kid. And what does Hashem repeat to Avraham? Only the first half, when Sarah says, I'm so old. Hashem doesn't repeat that Sarah said that Avraham is so old. So why? Because Hashem wanted to make sure that the shalom bayis between Sarah and Avraham, you know, stayed strong. How old were Avraham and Sarah at this time? When this took place, how old? Avram was 99. Sarah was 90. Right, 90, 89. We're worried about Shalom Bayis. They've been married for how many decades? And how old are they? Yeah, it doesn't matter when. Shalom Bayis is something that we learn about, and the emphasis and the focus of Chazal. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky even takes a Chazal and turns it on its head, as we've mentioned this in other contexts. Right, the last Mishnah Maseches Gittin, and basis for divorce. So, right, well, the first Shita is only a Dvar Erva. If there's an illicit relation that occurs, that's a basis for divorce. And others say, you know, even less than that. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Even if she burns the food. She burns the food, that's a basis for divorce. They ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, how can you say that? What is the Torah saying here? Especially Rabbi Akiva, we know he had such a special relationship with his wife. We know there are Gemaras that they were in a barn when they first got married and they had nothing, but they still had the love between them. Right? So how are we supposed to understand that? The Mishnah Nida on Daf Tzadi. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's not what we would call a siba, but a siman. It's not that this is the reason, basis for divorce, chas v'shalom, but it's the opposite. If somebody gets upset, so upset at his wife, when she burns the food, and he starts thinking about that for divorce, that's a red flag. And that means you have to work on this relationship. Meaning it's not a siba. He says, "V'mkenim hum bargish eiz a taina v'mashi hikdichatav shilo zeu simin shehu eno margish es ha'ichud b'neim karoi." He does not feel the unity. V'ein zivug amol yafe. V'lachen, in that case, you know, you better work hard, unless this is going to lead to divorce. V'dimsa hakdachas atav shel eno siba sagerishin ala mashi margish zeu letfia ala zeu siba sagerishin. The feelings that he has, and that is a reflection of it. Okay, this is all one area of Eva. A second area of Eva we try to make sure is between parents and children. Right? We know children have a mitzvah of kibud av, kibud and mora, of children to parents. But what about parents to children? The halacha also does not want parents to be annoyed and frustrated of children. The Gemara says in Mitzia, Daf Yud Beis, that same the Gemara about Mitzia, that if children rely on their father for food, what's called smuchim al shulchano, that he gets their mitzias. He gets their mitzias. And we don't want them to, we don't want the father to feel that he's forcibly having to support and he's not getting anything back. So again, the mitzias go to him. That's smuchim dafka al shulchano. If they're not smuchim al shulchano, doesn't matter what age, so then they don't get it. But that's smuchim al shulchano, Tosfos talks about it here too, in Bava Metzia on Daf Yud Beis. Or the Metzias, also the Metzia of the Banos, to go to the father. So again, the point of relationship, not just the children to the parents, but the parents to the children. The third area of Eva, which is our Gemara, is Bein Adam L'Chavero, in general. Outside of the family, but Bein Adam L'Chavero. Where do we have that? There's a discussed Shita in Yuma. Remember this? So we had this in Daf Yomi a couple of months ago. Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Beis. What happened? The Kohen Gadol became Tamei right before Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur. So what do? We have to get an alternate Kohen Gadol. They get an alternate Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Gadol is out of commission for Yom Kippur. Taner Rabbanan, Irbo Psalm, Minu Achar Tachtav. If you, Ruvain became Tamei, so you put Shimon in there. And what happens after Yom Kippur? Ruvain's going to come back. Rishon Chozel Avodah, so Ruvain gets his job back. So what happens to Shimon? So Shimon was always a Kohen Hedyot, and one day now he worked as a Kohen Gadol. So now what does he do? So Machlokas. Sheini Komisas Kuna Gdola Alav Diri Meir. Meir says he has all the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Once he was a Kohen Gadol once, so he is a Kohen Gadol forever. He has all of the halachos on him. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rishon Chozel Avodaso. Rabbi Yossi says no. The first one gets his job back. Ruvain Sheini Eino Roi Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hedyot. And the Sheini, the other one, the substitute is stuck. Why is he stuck? What's the problem? Amar Rav Yosi, Ma'aseh B'Yosi, Ben Ilam, Shibitzi Bar, Shiva, Psul, B'Kohen Gadol, Ominuach Tachtov, Amar Chachamim, Risha Chozel Avadaso, Sheini Enirai, Lo Lios Kohen Gadol, Lo Kohen Hedyo. Why? Kohen Gadol, he can't be another Kohen Gadol, Mishum Eva. The Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol. He knows there's another Kohen Gadol that's waiting in the wings, that still is the status, has the status of the Kohen Gadol. You know, what kind of life is that going to be? Right? He's going to be nervous. He's going to be nervous that, you know, maybe he's going to take his job and maybe he's going to, you know, always try to get it, whatever. Eva, Kohen Hedyot, because Malam Bakodesh Ve'moridin, so he can't be a Kohen Hedyot. But again, you see there, we're worried about the Kohen Gadol and the Eva. The Yerushalmi, Gemara says, we're not Moshech. We don't anoint two Kohen Gadols at once. But the Kohen Gadol is a unique position, right? It should be unique. There shouldn't be anyone other involved. So the Kohen Gadol. Our Gemara. Now back to our Gemara. Our Gemara. What does the Rabbi Yossi say here? It's the same Rabbi Yossi. Why could anybody come to the base of Mikdash any day of the year and bring oil and flour, or oil and wine, and we'll take it for the Nesachim. Because, imagine, if you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, sorry, we don't trust your Tuma and Tara. Kidei shelo yekalecha ve'echad holech u'bone bano la'atzmo. And what's the Amaretz going to say? Okay, you don't want my oil? Okay, I'm going to build one in my backyard. We don't need that. Chas v'shalom. So we say, you know, there's a good chance that it's Tar, so we'll accept it. And v'sorif paradum la'atzmo. He'll make his own avoda. So therefore, Eva, we accept. Right? This is our Gemara. We accept the wine and the oil of an Am Haaretz. And the Gemara continues and says, V'chein, keman mekablona idna sahadusa me'am Haaretz. We also accept edus from an Am Haaretz. Keman kereb Yosi. We accept edus from an Am Haaretz. There's a fascinating addition of the Rambam when the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam Nilchas Edus in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Beis, quotes the idea, quotes the What do we do about an Am Haaretz? Says the Rambam, Mi she'eino lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishra v'lo b'derech eretz. If somebody is a total ignoramus And he's not a mensch that we would call. Hareza becheskas rasha upasol eidus bidevrehem. He's pasol eidus, he can't give testimony. Lefichach ein mosrin eidus lama aretz ve'makalim ein eidus. You don't accept testimony from an lama aretz unless ela imkein hochzak shehu osek b'mitzvos u'b'gemilas chasadim v'noig b'darche yisharim. He does mitzvos and chesed and he acts in a yashar way. V'yesh bo derech eretz. And he has derech eretz. Mekablan eduso afal pishu ama aretz. Ve'eno lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah. Right? What if he doesn't know anything? He's not a learned individual at all. But he shakes a lulav and he puts on tzitzis and he acts in a way and he acts in a yashar way. He's straight. He's a mensch that we would call him. He could give edus. That's the ama aretz that could give edus. The Rambam says even if he's an ama aretz can't give edus, but if he's a mensch and he's osik b'torah, osik b'mitzvos, not Torah, mitzvos gemilas chasadim and darche yesharim, the Rambam says we would accept in that way. So that's again bein adam lechaveiro. This is Goren Titus we had also a few months ago, that if an Am Aretz comes over to you on one of those fast days that you're not allowed to be Shoal Shalom, and he says Shoal Shalom, you're allowed to answer him softly so that he doesn't feel bad, Mishum Eva. But then the fourth category of Eva, which is probably the most famous category, Bizman Hazeh, and that is Bein Yehudi La'amim, Jews and non-Jews. So now you have the opposite. Beforehand, we had Takanos, the Chazal made in order to keep the peace. Here, we have certain Isurim that are allowed because we want to make sure that there's no tension between Jew and non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch talks about in Yoredeya, Kuf Memches, accepting a present on their holiday. Right? It's in certain cases where we're nervous that about the relationship between the two. The Gemara Avodah Zarah talks about helping certain idolaters have children. You know, if you don't help them, right? It's the sugyas of being Mechal Shabbos, for other nations. The Ramon Yaradeya, we'll end with this one. Again, this has many Lamaisa ramifications, but the Rama, where's my Shulchan Aruch? Here, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Mezuzah. Hilchas Mezuzah. What happens if a guy comes into a Jewish bookstore and wants to buy a mezuzah? Are you allowed to sell him a mezuzah? He says he knows this. It shows that God's guarding the house. I want a mezuzah. So says the, he doesn't know that if you have a mezuzah on your door, you're going to get people knocking on your door also for other things. But the Rama says, Ovikochavim shebike shinu lo mezuzah, v'rotza l'kava b'pischo, asr litna lo, says the Rama, in Reish Sadi Aleph, if a guy wants a mezuzah and he wants to put it in his doorway, you can't. V'nirali, says the Rama, to be komakam b'bakam dikon l'mechak b'shem eva, v'sheyara mishum zeli Yisrael, shari. If it's going to cause problems, and if you don't give him mezuzah, he's going to cause bad things to the Jews, so then it is mutter, one would be allowed to. Again, another example, which is totally based on context and based on situation. Okay, this is the four categories of Eva. One of them here is in our Gemara. We'll stop here.